glad you are joining me today for another show about holistic perspectives and solutions for women's health matters. I'm your host, Dr. Cheryl Silman. I'm a naturopathic doctor, and it's great having you join us today for an exploration into conversations and subjects that women must know. As we age as women, we can enhance our female bodies through an ancient practice, which is a part of traditional Chinese medicine called Qigong. I don't know how many of you have ever heard of this dynamic form. You know, we are always looking for ways to keep ourselves healthier and younger looking as we age, and we should. We are willing to spend lots of money on supplements. We do all sorts of treatments on ourselves. But there is an ancient healing technique that has been known for thousands of years to help regenerate, rejuvenate, and heal us. The practice of the simple, gentle exercises of the system called Qigong balances and cultivates the flow of our qi, our vibrant life force. And it has been traditionally practiced to promote strong bones, balanced hormones, increased blood flow, increased flexibility, optimal strength. It nurtures heart and spirit and enhances sexuality and an openness combined with inner wisdom. So that sounds pretty darn good to me. And we are going to be exploring what this ancient art is, how you can do it in your own home, and benefit from its many, many applications. And to help us understand what Qigong is and how we can begin benefiting and practicing it is my very special guest today. And she is Shoshana Katzman, who has been a director of the Red Bank Acupuncture and Wellness Center in New Jersey. She holds national licenses in acupuncture and Chinese herbal medicine, and has been a massage therapist, an energy medicine specialist, and working in the field of oriental medicine for over 30 years. She is also the author of Qigong for Staying Young, a simple 20-minute workout to cultivate your vital energy. So we have so much to talk about, and it's such an exciting topic. And welcome, Shoshana.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You know, I have been viewing your DVD, and I am going to be practicing with it because it's only 20 minutes, so it's a really simple thing to do. And I have practiced Qigong in the past, and then I kind of fall off the wagon. And this is a great tool that you have created to help all of us learn and maintain the practice so we can get the benefits. So I just want to thank you for putting the work into making that DVD possible.
You're quite welcome. You can get back on the wagon, and just because you're not doing a lot of Qigong doesn't mean it's not working, and you can just do a simple one exercise a day and still be getting the benefit.
That's what I love about it. We can make it fit into our lifestyle in any way we have to, you know, kind of juggle things. It's still possible to do it.
Yeah, you don't want to be hard on yourself. Even just 5 minutes a day can be tremendously helpful for helping you to feel more focused and alive during your day.
So before we talk about the Qigong and what it's doing and its history, let's talk a little bit about you. How did you find your way into this world of Oriental medicine?
I was 24 years old. I had just moved to San Francisco, and I saw people doing these very beautiful, slow, meditative exercise in Golden Gate Park, and I was attracted to it, very attracted to it, because I had always been an athlete, competed in tennis since I was age 10, and played field hockey and basketball and tennis through college. And I was out of college and really looking for an exercise that I could do without a team, that I could do by myself, even with a group, but that I could practice by myself. And voila, there were these people doing these amazing movements in Golden Gate Park, which were slow, which was the Tai Chi, and the faster movements was the Kung Fu, and then other exercises, which were Qigong, which we just did them as part of our Tai Chi and Kung Fu practice. It wasn't until about 5-10 years ago that Qigong really started to be better known. Most people know of Tai Chi, but Qigong is really just coming into its own now.
And then I obviously went on and learned acupuncture and Chinese herbal medicine and really got immersed in the cultural part of
right,
it.
Right, 7 years. I was practicing 4 to 6 hours a day, getting very, very involved in cultivating and developing my own qi flow. And then I found out that people that do that kind of practice in China naturally progress into becoming acupuncturists because then they help other people to cultivate their energy. So not only just teaching people Tai Chi, Kung Fu, and Qigong, but also starting to study and eventually practice acupuncture, which I've been doing for 26 years, and the Qigong, Tai Chi, and Kung Fu for 34 years. And so now I do Chinese herbology. I work with people's diets. I also, for the 10-plus years more recently, I've been studying energy body medicine, which is teaching people even more so how to work with their energy system. So now I have a total package in helping people to restore the flow of qi within their bodies.
You know, that's so interesting because you started looking for this practice to do, this practice that would be a form of exercise and healing, and obviously you really were able to be aware of the energy flows within the body, which most people really don't have an awareness of. But when you start paying attention and cultivating it, which this practice does, you know, you're very aware of the energy and how to use it and direct it. And then after you were obviously proficient at this awareness, or at least, you know, proficient at, up to that point, that's when you got into acupuncture, which is really interesting. Often it's the other way around. People start studying and then learn all these other things. But you obviously had that awareness of those energy flows. And that must have been a very profound gift to have when you started studying the actual use of needles to promote those energy flows.
Yeah, because I understood it through experiencing it. And I really, when I wrote my book, I also did it. Create it the same way, that you go and you experience the movements, and then when you read part two in the book, then you find out what they're doing. Because I practiced them without really understanding the profound effects it was having on me energetically until later. And so I think the best way to learn things is to experience them for yourself, because then you can actually write the book without even reading about it, because you know what it feels like and you know how it changed. You know, I knew how it changed my body.
Can you give us an example, Shoshana? What was that like for you? How did you experience it?
Well, I had a lot of pains, especially in my knees, at such a young age, almost feeling arthritic. And as soon as I started practicing, those pains just went away. And also, I had lost my focus in my life. I had moved 3,000 miles away from home, and I was in kind of a lost state emotionally, and not really know, you know, kind of had a break within myself, like a separation within myself. And as soon as I started practicing, I went back to my old self when I had a tremendous amount of focus, and I knew what I wanted to do in my life, and so I really returned to myself. So it had tremendous healing for me on a very personal level, and that's when I went back and started getting my master's degree in sports medicine, and then that's when I decided to be an acupuncturist. And I have not lost that focus and that drive. So it restored me to myself, and it continues to this day.
Well, I can see why you're so passionate, because it, you know, because of that direct experience, and you can only increase that, you know, those gifts and that ability of your body to rejuvenate and affect the mind and the emotions and connect you with your spirit as well.
It's true. And then to help other people to be an example and to always keep that balance within myself, and then to reach out my hand with the acupuncture needles and with my recommendations for Chinese herbs to use that intuition that has gotten strengthened through the Qigong and Tai Chi and Kung Fu practice, for my intuition to picking Chinese herbs for people, not just intuition, but also based on all the knowledge I've gained, and then with the energy medicine as well. So I think it's so important as a practitioner that I maintain that sense of balance and connectedness within myself, because now I use it to help other people.
That's wonderful. So rewarding, isn't it?
It is. It's a cycle. It's a life cycle, and it's the cycling of my own internal energy and my own connectedness to myself and my own wholeness that allows my mind to be clear and my ability to maintain this sense of individual wholeness within myself, and then I am able to show that to people, so when they come to me broken, they see and feel the wholeness, and then they know what they can reach for. They know what it looks like to get younger as you get older. They keep, and my clients have told me that as they come back year after year, they know they can do it because they see me doing it, and I'm an example for them, so I have to cultivate my own energy on a daily basis.
So for people listening in who really have never heard of the term Qi, or certainly never heard of the Qigong, let's start from the beginning explaining what it is and what this practice is and its origins, and just give us a bit of an understanding and a context for it all.
Certainly. Qigong. Qi means vital energy. Gong means cultivate or work. So Qigong is the practice. It's of cultivating your vital energy, working your Qi through very gentle movements that incorporate the breath. They incorporate mental imagery, the creation of sounds that are associated with emotions and various organs, and guided visualizations, where when you're strengthening your bones, you're visualizing water coming up from the earth going into your bones, or you're visualizing fire from the heavens coming in and nourishing your bones, purifying your bones. And so you do these gentle, slow, meditative exercises, and when you do them, you're cultivating your qi. You're building the flow of vital energy in your body and releasing blockages. And as the qi flows, you're moving your blood and restoring your body to vibrant health.
Do you know the history, where it came from, how long it's been practiced, how it was created in the first place?
Well, before 500 BC, before the time of dynasties of kings in China, there were very, very talented shaman, women shaman, older women down in the southern part of China, who were healers. In fact, the Chinese word for women was, one of the Chinese words for women is wu, which means healers. So there's the belief that women actually started the practice of Qigong as they were doing these very magical movements and techniques to help people to heal themselves.
Oh, that's so interesting. So it has this connection to the feminine and to the healing gifts of women.
Exactly. And that's why, Qigong and Tai Chi and Kung Fu are very male-dominated. And that's one of the reasons why I so wanted to write this book for women, even though it's good for men too. But as I've trained and practiced all these years and started to read books about it, it was all written by men for men. And so I've written this book with women doing Qigong, illustration of the female body, which I couldn't find anywhere, and talking about nourishing our yin and our yang, as yin bodies, as female bodies. It's a very different process. So I wrote this book for women mostly over the age of 35, going towards menopause, when we really need it to strengthen our blood and balance the yin and yang energies of our body and to balance our hormones and to strengthen our sinews and our bones. And so it's a very powerful exercise for women to do as they age.
You know, it's so interesting because in our Western society, we're so externally focused. So we'll go, you know, working with weights and go running and do all sorts of exercise, and we'll, you know, find the best skincare product to put on our face and, you know, take the best anti-aging supplements. But what we don't really have a tradition for is understanding that we have within ourselves this phenomenal wellspring of rejuvenation and energy that just needs to be tapped.
They both need to be done, just as we need both Western and Eastern medicine as treatments, as complementary medicine to the Western techniques. We need the internal exercises of Qigong and yoga and other types of exercises that work this inner flow of energy. Thank goodness yoga has taken hold in our country for this reason, because we need to balance being on the elliptical and doing our weight training, because we need that also. But in China, they use Qigong and Tai Chi to strengthen their cardiovascular system. They don't really subscribe to the weight training. It's because we're Western women, I believe, and we're growing up in a Western society. I think it's good to go to the gym and do the cardiovascular training that we have here, and the weight training, and the rowing, and all the different things we do to exercise ourselves externally. But we must also work internally, balancing the inner and outer, the yin and the yang aspects of ourselves.
You know, the other thing that's interesting, going back to what you said previously, that actually this tradition comes out of a feminine-female model, and yet we see males, you know, performing it and teaching it. I do remember seeing a master standing in the middle of a circle of young men who he challenged to come in and try to tackle him. And he was able to direct his chi, his life force. So these guys, as they started to, you know, charge him, would fall down.
Yes.
And could never touch him because
right.
he had such a mastery. And that's kind of the image we have of
yes.
the masters of Qigong.
Oh, yes, the all-powerful. I can defeat anyone.
Yeah, yeah. But the movements of this technique actually are very feminine and soft and yielding.
Very much so. The yielding is the yin. The yang is that, you know, that sending out that force that you just described. But you know, you have to develop internally in order to be able to do that. But we as women can use that energy in a very gentle way to protect ourselves. We have to be able to, it's like a shield around us. When our energy, our internal energy is flowing freely, it protects us, because there's so many things happening energetically around us and so many people infringing on our energetic field because they just feel they want to. And so it's very important, because so many times we're walking around and carrying everybody else's stuff. And we need to have this wonderful, clean field around us, which is our energy body. And by doing these practices, we're detoxifying our system, as well as getting that energy flowing. And so it's a natural rebound that when someone approaches and tries to get into us energetically, they can't penetrate it, because we're well protected. And that also is your Wei Qi, which is your defensive Qi. So it not only keeps energetically people, you know, doing things negatively around you, but it also keeps out the pathogens, viruses and bacteria and other kinds of things like that are trying to get into your physical body. So it's really such an incredible defense system, not just energetically, emotionally, but physically.
So, you know, you have focused your work for women, And in the DVD of the program, you really go through the various systems for women of what is enhanced and you know how we're benefiting. So let's just start by talking about how does this happen? How does this life force that we're cultivating enhance a woman's health?
It strengthens your blood. As women, most of the time, a lot of time for women, we're blood deficient. Because we have our menstruation and we've lost blood, you know, throughout a great part of our life from age 11 or 12 or 13 until sometimes our 50s, middle 50s. So we're losing blood. And, you know, typically women are more cold. And that's because we don't have as much blood as men. And so the practice of Qigong, which is moving the qi, the vital energy, is also moving the blood, because the qi is the mover of blood, and the blood is the mother of qi. That's how it works in Chinese medicine. And so when you move your qi, you're moving your blood, and you're getting more blood up to your head. Oftentimes in menopause, as we get older, or sometimes even younger women have insomnia, and they have headaches. And the reason being is because not enough blood is getting up into their head. Another problem is women have very cold hands. Sometimes, you know, they turn blue. They're so cold because blood's not getting out to their extremities. And so it helps with that blood circulation getting out to your extremities. And the more that blood can get out, the more the tissues are nourished and the less pain you will have. Because when there's not enough qi and blood in an area of your body, oftentimes you can get pain or arthritic conditions.
Well, that affects so many things then. If we can move our qi and start nourishing all the different systems of our body.
Yeah, not just our blood. Not just our blood, but also our hormones.
Yeah.
And how the Qigong practice balances and strengthens our hormones, which have to do with our metabolism, with the way our bones age and how strong our bones are, with how much sexual energy we have, with how our periods work. The endocrine glands, our hormones, have to do with so many aspects, how we sleep, everything. And so the Qigong is balancing the endocrine system. There's one set in my 20-minute workout specifically targeting your endocrine glands, another one specifically working to strengthen your bones, bone marrow washing, it's called. And there's another one to nourish your heart and spirit. So when your blood is moving, your heart is working better as well. And that helps with things like anxiety and depression, which happens to women so much because of their blood deficiency. And then there's exercise sets in my workout to nourish and open up, cultivate the flow of qi in your body. And another to open up your flexibility. And so all of these help us as we age as women to feel more alive and open. When your joints are open and your muscles are flexible, you feel more open in your life to experiencing fun things and to be adventurous. It's just so important. And then it nourishes your skin and your hair. So you age differently. Your skin looks so much better, and you have so much more color in your skin, and it's softer through the practice of Qigong. It's just incredible how many different things that it affects us as we get older. I could just go on forever about it. It's just amazing.
Well, let's talk. So we've talked a bit about how it helps the endocrine system and how it can help deal with hormonal imbalances. But really, I would imagine for women of any age, no matter what they're dealing with.
Absolutely. If a young woman has endometriosis, or she has fibroids, or you know she's having periods that are irregular, or she's trying to get pregnant, Qigong is so fantastic, even for young women, to help balance their hormones with menstruation problems and any kind of gynecological problem.
How long would you say, if someone is just starting out, so they hear our discussion and our conversation and they purchase the book and the DVD and they want to begin and they're having some of these issues, what would your recommendation be to these women, and how you know, long would they need to begin practicing to experience some of the benefits?
In Chinese medicine for gynecological problems, we have a 3-month limit. That you need to go through at least 3 menstrual cycles. And this goes for when people are doing Chinese herbs and acupuncture as well. And it would be a daily practice. If you really are working to change something physical in your body that's not working as you would like it to, it would be best to practice at least 20 minutes a day, every single day that you can. If you miss a day, it's okay. But that's what I would recommend if you really want to make some changes. And you need to do it in a very quiet environment. Outside with nature is the best if you can do it that way. But really take it seriously and work very hard at relaxing and concentrating your mind on your lower dantian, 2 inches below your belly button. That is your center of physical healing. So when you want to make a physical change in your body, you really need to learn how to open up that center of physical healing called your lower dantian.
Well, you know, the other thing I've been reading in the program that you put together is the benefits of these exercises for your bones. Now, that may be hard for some people to understand, how doing some of these specific exercises of moving your energy and chi is going to help strengthen bones or help repair bones and prevent things like osteoporosis. So can you share that with us a bit, how that part of our health actually can also be healed and improved by using these exercises?
Well, we know that our bones have a life cycle of their own. When we're young, they're nice and strong and thick and, you know, strong protein. And as we start going through menopause and, you know, our bones change and they get thinner, they can start to get some holes in them and get thinner. But because of when the hormones change. So because we don't have as much estrogen and just how our whole body is being nourished, the calcium is leached from our bones. And so when you do Tai Chi or Qigong type exercises, you're weight bearing. And so we know that weight bearing exercise strengthen our bones. We're balancing our hormones. It's the pituitary gland, which is one of our endocrine glands, actually helps to stabilize and balance the amount of protein in our long bones. So by balancing our hormones, and the pituitary being one of them, we are strengthening our long bones. Also, with these visualizations of nourishing, bringing water into our bones and nourishing our bones with water and detoxifying them with fire, we're giving attention. We're actually visualizing, seeing our bones, giving attention, giving love and appreciation and energy to our bones. And so we strengthen our bones that way. Also, in my bone marrow washing exercises, in addition to that, I have these weighted chi balls. And so you're doing these Tai Chi, very slow Qigong Tai Chi type exercises with the weighted balls. And so that is strengthening. That's creating the weight bearing on your arms, which you're not getting as much because you're standing, so you're doing your legs and your hips. But this way, with the weighted balls, you're strengthening the bones of your arms and your hands. And so also we know that having carbonated beverages, having too much caffeine leaches the calcium from the bones. And so we know that when we eat more dark leafy vegetables and you know, water with minerals in it and foods with a lot of minerals, that our bones are stronger. And so Qigong practice strengthens our digestion and helps us to break down these foods. If these foods make our bones stronger, if we can promote our digestion and take our foods and make more energy with it and nourish our bodies better through the practice of Qigong, it's going to help those foods to strengthen our bones that much more.
So interesting. You know, the part that really is fascinating is the visualization component. When women are concerned about their bones, often they're just concerned. So they are thinking, you know, their bones are getting weaker and that, you know, they're going to be at risk, and they have pictures of themselves with their dowager humps and, you know, losing their height. And, I mean, unconsciously we are dealing with these images, and they're imposed upon us, and then we generate them on a daily basis. And so many women are concerned about bones and bone loss. But the real power we have is the power of our mind and our ability to visualize. And yet most of us, I would say, I dare to say, don't utilize and harness that power on a regular basis. And what you're talking about through these exercises of literally visualizing the washing and the cleansing and purifying and strengthening with these images that you share, that is a fantastic discipline to begin to use our mind as it should be towards directing that intention so the body can follow those directions, essentially.
Most definitely. And we know Dr. Candace Pert discovered the proprioneuroreceptors in our throughout our body that pick up the messages from our brain. And so that believing we have strong bones helps us to have strong bones, because our bones get that message.
You know, it's really appreciating these ancient systems that had great wisdom and have proven themselves over the, you know, millennia, that you know, it's kind of coming back to where we've always been and knowing the place for the first time, really, really appreciating and utilizing these techniques that are basically very simple. It's just the willingness to do them on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's that whole life cycle I start talking about. Plus, they have done research with people that are practicing Tai Chi, that older people, the elderly, have a less incidence of fractures. When you practice these ancient exercises, you get better balance, and you have less tendency to have a fall. And if you do fall, there's like this buoyancy. You know how you brought up this Qigong master that was repelling people away from him without even touching them? It's the same thing. You develop this qi around you, which I alluded to earlier, which protects you. It's like a buoyancy. So if you do fall, it's like you're like a bouncing ball that, you know, if you touch the ground, there's this energy around you that protects you, and you don't fall. And so when you practice these exercises, you stand up tall, you feel energy flowing everywhere. There's no way that your structure would ever get a dowager hump. You've got so much energy flowing through your vertebrae and through your entire body that you feel, even though, like me, I'm like 5 foot or 5 foot one, I've actually gotten taller as I've gotten older. I'm 5 foot one now, and you feel taller. When you do these exercises, you actually feel taller. Like for me, I actually feel tall.
That's great. You've actually gained some height.
Yes.
That's amazing.
I know. I couldn't believe it.
That's the way we want to go.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And there is a way to do it. Now, do people have what it takes to practice this on a daily basis? Okay, maybe they can do it once a week. Maybe they can do it twice a week, maybe once every 2 weeks. I'm very gentle with that. I want people to practice it and start with it in their own time when they're ready, and to experience it and see how different they feel from doing it just once. And then they want to do it again. I remember the first time I did Qigong, I couldn't believe the difference in how I felt. And this was after, you know, really practicing Tai Chi and Kung Fu predominantly. I mean, Qigong has been developed. Tai Chi developed originally as a martial art, where the Qigong has developed more for healing, for medical, and for medical reasons. And so it's touching a whole different part of the body. But they're both moving and balancing the flow of vital energy, qi, in your body. They're both balancing the yin and yang. They're both strengthening the bones. It's just the qigong has the more about the breathing and more of this medical application with it. And so it really, you can really feel it. So that's why I encourage people to just give it one time and let the experience tell them, oh, I want to do this again. And they can do it by joining a class. The NQA.org has a listing. It's National Qigong Association, and it has a listing of practitioners around the country. But the great thing about Qigong, you can learn from a book or a DVD as well. You don't have to have a teacher. With Tai Chi, you really need a teacher. But Qigong, you can learn in a very short amount of time, and you can do one movement. You can just practice each one, which is standing like a tree and walking like a turtle. You can do one exercise. It doesn't have to be complicated or hard. And anybody, any age, any ability can do it.
And I think that's what's great, that, you know, you don't have to have a master to teach you with these exercises, that you can follow in following this conversation with your visual teaching and your DVD, that you clearly show people what to do and take them through it step by step. So we kind of have a teacher there who's on the DVD player on the computer.
Yeah.
and seeing how to properly perform these things, which aren't that difficult.
No, and the more you do it, the more, but you can get immediate benefits from it just in how you feel. But
yeah.
The DVD doesn't have any talking on it. I put all of the information in the book purposely because I wanted people to have a peaceful experience when they're doing the DVD. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to be talking at them. But I'm talking to people on the DVD non-verbally. And the more you do it, and I'm sure you'll see that for yourself, especially because you're already a practitioner, the more you watch and do it with me, the more you see the little energetic innuendos that I'm teaching you as I'm moving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's best, well, maybe at this point you can just give us your website and just tell us more about the book and the DVD so people know what they need to get if they want to pursue this.
My main website is healingforyou.com. Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, the word healing, and then the number 4 and the letter U.com. And you can get to my other websites through that. I have a Qigong website where you can order the Qigong book and DVD, and also my Feeling Light book, which is about holistic weight management. So it's healing, the number 4, the letter U.com.
And you would recommend that people get the complete set of the book and then follow the instructions with the DVD, which I know it's nonverbal, so it's great because it's so peaceful, but people want more information, I guess they need to get the book.
I think it is best to have both, but some people only get the DVD first just so they can start practicing, and that's okay. It's just the book has also, some people like to learn exercise through books, so the book has, part one has 160 pictures, and I explain exactly how to do each movement in part one. Part two is goes through every single movement and explains, according to Chinese medicine, what each movement is doing. And part three are 25 symptoms that we experience as we get older as women and what to do for them, which brings up, I wanted to teach a breast exercise during the show today.
You know, I want us to do that, and I have one other question that kind of fits into the kind of understanding of what it can do, and then we can go there, because I think that's
sure.
Great. But here's what I wanted to ask you first. In one of the sets of exercises, you talk about nourishing three treasures.
Yes.
Which cultivates and balances vital energy, promotes essential bodily secretions, and nourishes the spirit. So the bodily secretions are is the area that is really fascinating. And I just want you to talk a bit about what that is and what really happens, and especially for women, why that's important.
Well, the jing, it's nourishing your jing, your qi, and your shen. So the jing is the bodily secretions, the qi is your breath and your vital energy, and the shen is your spirit. And the bodily secretions are things like the mucus membranes. It's the liquids in our body, you know, the saliva in our mouth. It's also our vaginal secretions. And so that's very, very important, especially as we age. A physician friend of mine, and I've heard it since, as women get older, if they aren't using their body sexually and they have no penetration because they're so dry and it's so painful, and this can happen as their yin depletes, that area, that orifice of their body, their vaginal area, it can actually close up and stick together. You probably realize this too. And it's so dry. So we really need to have this moisture and these secretions, these in our body working well. It's also in our joints. The fluids that nourish our joints, so arthritis and things like that, you know, we need to have our joints working well so we don't have pain as we age and we can move and do everything we need in our life.
The issue of those vital essences and the nourishment to areas like vaginal tissue is a really serious problem for so many women.
Yes.
That, you know, it happens as we get older. And so, I mean, this is very inspiring.
It's very important, you know, that we have, that on vaginally, that we're working well. I mean, it really, like you said, it's a problem. Women are having trouble with very painful intercourse, but when those areas get nourished and have, you know, plenty of vital fluids nourishing them, they're in a much better place and much healthier, and they feel much happier. It's just an awful situation to get older and to not be able to enjoy having sex. It's a vital part of our life as women, and we should age being very, you know, feeling very sexy and vibrant. That's our birthright. And there's no reason why we shouldn't still have that as we get older.
Just staying on this point a little bit longer, is there anything else you would recommend as an acupuncturist to women, either foods or type of support that can help support healthy vaginal tissue? Because I know that is a really, really big problem.
Well, it's the blood. It's also the blood getting to that area. So foods that nourish the blood are going to be, and the body and the vital energy are going to be more cooked foods, warming foods that warm and open up the circulation in the body. And lycee berries, they're a red berry, a wolf berry. They're also goji berries. They're very popular now in the health food stores.
Right. Yep.
They're very good for nourishing liver yin, and that's also will nourish your eyes as well and your blood. Anything that's red, any red foods will nourish your blood. In my book, I go through all the different symptoms that we have as we age. I do mention different foods, and also dark green leafy vegetables and bean seeds and nuts and unadulterated foods, organic whenever possible, and smaller amounts of meat, because meat is very drying. It's has a very yang energy, and so but we need meat because meat also has the blood in it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to offend anyone that's a vegetarian, because, of course, I honor and respect that way of living, too. But if you want to nourish your blood as a vegetarian, you want to make a kombu soup, which is a type of seaweed that is known to nourish the blood.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fabulous, because I think that all of these you know, resources with our food and with you know, exercises and just the visualizations are so important that we can start implementing into our life to address these issues and help heal them or prevent them. So thank you for sharing that with us. Well, I think it's a good time to go into the exercises or the meditations or the breathing exercises you wanted to share.
Yes. The breaths are such an important part of our female body, and for the men too, but the breaths are just it's a place where it's a nurturing, we nurse our babies from our breaths. It's just such a special part of us as women. And the liver energy and the heart energy and the stomach energy, the meridians, the energy pathways for those three organs come up through the breast. And so many times as women, we can get stuck being angry, which is the emotion of the liver, and it can so many times with being angry about everything, and that closes down the energy flow through your liver meridian going up to your breast. And so if you have breast lumps or you have a tendency to have problems with your breast, it's very important to work through your anger and figure out how to release anger. And one of my exercises is a healing sound for the liver, which would be very good for that. But you just really want to work with anger and also sadness, because the heart goes to that area too, and sadness is the emotion of the heart. And the stomach meridian is the overthinking and the worry. So all of those emotions need to be worked through. But you can do a very simple exercise called the sunburst exercise. And you can either sit or stand. If you're standing, your feet about shoulder width apart and your knees slightly bent. If you're sitting, sit up straight with your feet flat on the floor. And you want to take your hands and put them palms in front, like your left palm in front of your left breast and your right palm in front of your right breast, out about, about two feet away from your body. So your arms are rounded. You're making a big circle with your arms, with your hands at the ends and your palms facing you. So you're holding. If you had something in your arms, it might be a big ball, like a beach ball that you're holding, and your hands are out in front of the ball, holding the ball, but your palms are towards your breast. So now you can imagine that you're holding a big ball of chi, vital energy. And you can imagine that from the center of each palm, the left center of your left palm, you're sending energy from your left palm to your left breast. And at the same time, you're sending energy from your right palm, the center of your palm, to your right breast. And you just want to take a deep breath into your belly, your lower dantian, 2 inches below your navel. Take it, mouth is closed, tongue is on the roof of your mouth. Take a big deep breath into your belly. Expand your belly on the inhalation. And as you inhale, you're filling that ball of chi with vital energy. And exhale, and from your palm, left palm to left breast, right palm to right breast, send that chi that you've just brought into the ball, send it from your palm right into your breast. Now we're going to take another deep breath and visualize that energy coming from your palms, left to left, right to right. And now you want to focus on sending that energy right through your nipples, right behind your nipples, and when you get right behind your nipples, just let that chi open up like a sunburst onto each breath, and just spread that chi from your nipple across your breath, all around your breath, bathing your breath in this vital energy. Take a third deep breath in through your nose. Mouth closed. You're going to breathe out through your nose when you exhale with your mouth closed. Breathe in. Expand. Fill that ball. Fill that ball of chi. Vibrant energy. Exhale through your nose. Visualize from your palms going to each breath, going through those nipples, right behind the nipples. Sunburst. Open it up and spread that chi all around your breath. bathing your breath in vibrant energy. Just go through that a couple more times on your own. Breathe in. Fill with chi. Breathe out. Visualize, send that chi from your palm to your breath, through your nipples and sunburst. Breathe in. Breathe out. Then relax your arms after you've done your sunburst. Relax your hands down onto your belly, over your lower dantian, 2 inches below your navel. Another deep breath. And then relax. And come back into the room. Come back to all of us here on the air.
It was wonderful. I was obviously doing that with you, and it's just a few short minutes. You can be so relaxed, and letting all the stress kind of go, and particularly focusing on an area of the body that we were working on today for healing.
Mm, yeah.
Would you recommend this for all sorts of issues related to the breast? Would this be good for women who are recovering from breast cancer?
As long as there's no cancer there, I would not spread the chi and move the chi like that in the breast if there is cancer there. Mm-hmm. But I would do it to prevent cancer,
yeah.
And I would also do it after cancer is removed.
Great. Well, Shoshana, our hour has gone very quickly. I really... I'm so honored by your presence and by your work and your wonderful energy. Thank you so much for sharing all that you have with us today. And I invite everyone to visit Shoshana Katzman at her website, www.healing4u.com, and to benefit and receive the gifts from her book and her DVD about Qigong for Staying Young. Thanks, Shoshana. You take care now.
Thank you, Dr. Soman.
This has been What Women Must Know. You have been listening to me, Dr. Cheryl Soman, on another journey to our health and wellness. And until next time, have a healthy, happy, and balanced week. Bye for now.